This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Alan Pollock. Good to have you here, my friend. What you got for a tech update this week?
Hey, it's good to be here. So, David, happy birthday to the World Wide Web. It is now 30 years old. The WWW has made it to 30, yes. And you probably don't know this, but it was invented. We've all heard jokes about who thinks they really invented it, but it was really invented by a person named Tim Berners-Lee in 1989. It was basically a database of hypertext links that would be able to send data back and forth across networks. And you bet you didn't know this, that the World Wide Web is different than the Internet. A lot of people think they're the same. The Internet was started in 1969. Two computer scientists at UCLA were able to get two computers to send data back and forth to each other. So there it is, WWW30, and it's not the same as the Internet. And who we all have heard the jokes about who invented it did not really invent it.
Sorry, Al Gore. It's so funny. Yep. Anyway, well, interesting that you lead off with that, because we were talking about this as a family this weekend, and I had the part that I had forgotten is the Internet and the World Wide Web, different things. They've come together into one, basically. Is that accurate representation that they basically have merged into one and the same, but they did not start out that way? Interesting.
They are the same but different.
They're the same but different. There you go. All right.
Yeah. So, David, tell me the difference between personal hygiene and cybersecurity.
Okay, go ahead. Help me out here.
Personal hygiene is to protect yourselves from the coronavirus, but many are not taking the proper steps to protect themselves towards cybersecurity hygiene. With everybody working from home, super, super, super important. Listen, everyone's already been working from home, so I'm not going to tell you how to do it. Everyone's already learned that. I do want to mention a couple quick things. One is that there are a lot of free tools or companies giving multiple months of free trials to VPN software, to antivirus, to malware software. You can easily just Google that and find those links. Send them to your staff. Send them out so they have the proper tools and they don't have to actually pay for anything. The other thing is that there's a security company. It's called RiskIQ. They recently did a report, and what they're basically saying is because of coronavirus, there is an enormous amount of ransomware attacks that continue out because of this. And we have so many people that are working from home. They're also trying to homeschool their kids. Remember that ransomware and all other forms of malware are delivered as links or attachment in emails. And they appear to provide important information. Could even be about, just pretending to be from your local municipality or something like that. And they lure people to download that malware. And then that sits on their computers and it scrapes information and keystrokes and it steals information from their computers. Remember, it is extremely, extremely important to put a couple things in place if you can. One is share information with your staff. Let them know to take control and not to click on those links and only to find information by searching the internet or going to sites or information you provide. There is no need to click on any links in any emails whatsoever. The first step that will help in that point. The second thing is, if you're technically or if your staff is technically enabled, they want to do more to secure their router, definitely keep their kids away from their work computers, especially if they have separate devices. And of course, as we mentioned, virus and malware protection, and even more important than everything else is updated security and operating system updates. So your IT staff probably can do a much better job than I did explaining those items, but just keep that in mind. Super, super important to keep your staff up to date and to let them know to be careful of ransomware. So David, some good things in the news in addition to that. We have eOriginal actually just did a rapid deployment for originators so they can be up and running with all digital closing essentials. So that's eNote, eClosing, MERS, RON, and as little as 2 weeks. So everyone's been making announcements in that area. So good for eOriginal. If you work with them, you want to check it out. You may have heard some branding changes over at Ellie Mae. They just unveiled some new branding to reflect their open platform approach to the full digital mortgage. Sounds like a mouthful, right? So the branding is going to be the Encompass Digital Lending Platform, and Capsilon component is now going to be called the Ellie Mae AIQ. And that's going to allow lenders to integrate all of the document technology, which you're going to hear more of in the rest of the session, It's going to allow them to integrate the whole process, the manufacturing process, and they're saying they can acquire and service loans 80% faster. So there you go. If you work with Ellie Mae, you'll see that new branding coming out. David, we don't hear enough about this, but hats off to our friends over at Mortgage Coach. They just unveiled what they call the first of its kind gamification for the mortgage technology. Yeah. They've implemented badges, awards, and recognition into what they call their advice engine. And what they basically have done is they're incentivizing loan officers for each different thing that they do, helping them master the Mortgage Coach skills. Gamification, a lot of universities are teaching that nowadays, ways, especially with the younger generations moving into technology and IT and all the things that we do and we'll touch in the future. And so hats off to Mortgage Coach. You want to check that out, just give them a call. And, you know, we've heard a little bit about Brace. I think we talked about them once or twice. And I mention it only because they did a really big deal. And, again, document processing. They're the Law Submit platform for mortgage lenders and servicers. And they did a deal with a company. And I'm going to probably pronounce it wrong. It's OCROLUS. So it's Crolus. And they're providing document classification technology. And what they're doing is they're helping out with automatically reading documents and extracting data and running rules so that Brace is more effective at the entire process. So you're looking at bank statements and pay stubs and mortgage assistant applications. So Brace is doing a really good job with that. Don't forget, this is really important, new topic, the extended IRLA timetable. So as we know, it's been pushed out. The new mandate is now March of 2021. August 1st of this year will be limited production. January 1st, 2021, will be open production. So that's January 1st of next year, 2021, and March 1st is when the mandate starts and when pipeline transition has to occur. So we've got more time on the IRLA timetable. David, I have a webinar this Wednesday that I'm hosting for my company, Open Close. It's fact versus fiction. E-mortgage is different than it's fact versus fiction about e-mortgage. And I wanted to give a fact versus fiction. And, you know, a lot of people confuse these terms. And I just want to sort of throw this out there. E-mortgage is very different than e-closing, e-notes, and runs. And that's wrong. It is true that e-mortgage encompasses e-closing, e-notes, and runs. They're all part of the e-mortgage process. So a lot of terms and a lot of confusion around that. If you want to know more, you definitely can just Google DocMagic Open Close, and there is that webinar out there. Also, if you're a technology company and you have updates that you want to share with the community, please feel free to give us a call. You can email me, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, at tms-advisors.com or David at tms-advisors.com. Have a great week, everyone.
Yeah, thanks, Allen, very much. Appreciate it. Special thank you goes out to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Accelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, VendorSurf, and Vidyard. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Have a great week, and look forward to seeing you back here next week. Thank you.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.